Well, there's also been a move in Congress to renew a federally funded suicide prevention program. The renewal has been written into various versions of various bills. That's not uncommon. What is uncommon is the origin of the initial legislation, a father who lost his son to suicide 13 years ago. Reporter Joanne Silberner takes a look at how this suicide prevention program got its start and where it is today.
Gordon Smith remembers every detail of a night back in September 2003. He and his wife Sharon had just returned from a trip to Georgia to their home in Maryland.
And the doorbell rang, and my wife was calling upstairs where I was unloading the luggage, and said, "There, please hurry down. There was two policemen at our door."
Before that moment, Gordon Smith had it all. He was a U.S. senator, wealthy and classically handsome, with a beautiful wife and three kids. What came next was Smith's greatest horror.
He said he had the duty to tell me that our son, Garrett Lee Smith, had taken his life in his college dorm in Utah.
Garrett had become increasingly remote. He'd had periods of depression. He'd given away his CDs and television. But neither the Smiths nor anyone around Garrett at school had realized how serious things were. After months of grieving, Gordon Smith took to the floor of the Senate. He spoke with difficulty, only occasionally glancing at his notes. C-SPAN captured it.
"Last September, Sharon and I lost our son, Garrett Lee Smith, to a long battle that he suffered from mental illness. He suffered emotional pain that I cannot begin to comprehend."
Garrett's bipolar disease was like a cancer, Smith said, and it was attacking other young people as well. Something, he said, had to be done.
"So the bill I offer today, with these great colleagues, Republican and Democrat alike, is intended to help other people who suffer from mental illnesses that are so devastating that it places them at risk for taking their own lives."
The Garrett Lee Smith Act passed the Senate unanimously and was eventually signed into law. This year, states, colleges, and Indian tribes will get about $48 million. Western Washington University in Bellingham has a three-year, $295,000 program, online and classroom education for dorm RAs, students, and staff, suicide awareness walks, available counselors, and outside speakers like Kevin Hines. Hines has the same condition Garrett had, bipolar disease. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge 3 years before Smith died. Hines, however, beat the odds. He survived, with a story for the Western Washington audience.
"The millisecond, the moment my hands left that rail and my legs went over it, I had what was called an instant regret."
In 4 seconds, he'd hit the water.
"The realization at that moment that I had just made the single worst mistake of my entire life, and that, to my knowledge, it was too late. That I was 19 and I was going to die."
Improbably, he was among the 1-2% of jumpers who've survived. After the talk, student Hannah Voss, who had once contemplated suicide herself, said she felt supported.
"That was so incredibly moving and, like, resonated so well with what I've been through."
It was therapeutic, she says, especially Hines's warning that recovery from mental illness is a process that has to be worked at, with formal therapy when appropriate, with reaching out to others.
"Knowing that there's somebody else out there who's experienced that kind of desperation and feeling that I have is also really, really helpful."
Richard McKeon of the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration says there's evidence that programs like these work. He points to data comparing counties with the Garrett Lee Smith Act program to counties without.
During the period that the study covered, which is 2007 to 2010, there were about 427 fewer deaths by suicide because of the Garrett Lee Smith Memorial Act.
And for the same period, there were 79,000 fewer attempts among young people. But McKeon notes that the impact drops off after the program ends. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that the national suicide rate among 15 to 24-year-olds is going up. McKeon believes the numbers would have gone up more without the act. He credits Gordon Smith's speech back in 2004.
I have no doubt that from the tragedy of his own loss and the incredible champion that Gordon Smith became, that he has saved young lives.
Today, the act itself has bipartisan support in Congress. It's included in two mental health reform bills. If all goes as hoped, and if Congress gets through its schedule, the act is likely to be renewed. As for Gordon Smith, he still gets letters from parents whose children have been helped by the programs. And he's thankful for the tragedies that have been avoided. The loss of college students like his son, non-students, Native Americans, young lives that would otherwise have been lost.
And that's how Garrett still lives and has meaning in, from his life, even today.
For Here and Now, I'm Joanne Silberner.